One of the country's worst environmental disasters is now the season's big disaster movie. Deepwater Horizon tells the story of the oil rig that turned into an inferno in 2010 off the coast of Louisiana. NPR critic Bob Mondello says the film tells a story of tragic missteps and personal heroics.
Mike, who's played by Mark Wahlberg, is Mr. Fix-It on an oil rig in the Gulf. He knows how everything works. We in the audience, though, need to be brought up to speed, so the film starts with a nifty demonstration on his kitchen table.
Honey, show Daddy.
Not done.
You did such a good job.
It's showtime. You can use your props.
Mike's daughter is doing a school report.
My dad is Mike. He works on a drilling rig that pumps oil out from underneath the ocean.
And we're the explorers.
Like Dora.
Like Dora.
That oil is a monster. Like the mean old dinosaurs all that oil used to be. So for 300 million years, these old dinosaurs have been getting squeezed tighter and tighter.
We get it. Just use two tighters.
Then Dad and his friends make a hole in their roof.
Mike grabs a soda can and punctures it with a metal thingy.
Yeah.
And these mean old dinosaurs can't believe it. Freedom! So they rush to the new hole.
As she's talking, she pours honey down the straw.
They run into this stuff called mud.
And darned if the honey doesn't block the soda, just like it's supposed to. Mom and Dad are proud.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh, damn.
Day 10 forever, please.
Then as they walk away from the kitchen table, the honey gives way and there's soda on the ceiling. So, time to head to that oil rig, Deepwater Horizon, by helicopter because it's 50 miles offshore. Mike and the relief crew are surprised on arrival that some safety tests are being skipped. Mud gets poured and it starts to act just like the honey in the kitchen.
We're holding at 1395, Mr. Jimmy. That's a lot of pressure.
Enough to cut your car in half.
Safety guy Kurt Russell keeps ordering more tests. BP oil exec John Malkovich, who is oily, keeps talking about how far behind schedule they are, and the rest, as they say,
that ain't good.
Is history.
Hey, Jason, are you seeing this?
Director Peter Berg spends the first part of the film finding intimate omens for the disaster to come, then delivers catastrophe on an almost biblical scale, glass shattering as it's hit by gale force sludge, dying oil-soaked pelicans falling from the heavens, flames leaping skyward from a drilling rig turned floating volcano. Technical work is impressive enough that it's almost miraculous that the focus stays on the human beings at the inferno's center. Real people, 11 of whom died in what is arguably the globe-scarring ecological disaster of our time. So you can't help marveling at the tightrope the filmmakers walk, honoring their courage and sacrifice while making an action flick entertaining enough to justify the more than $100 million it took to make it live on screen. And live, Deepwater Horizon does, in 107 minutes of terse, tight storytelling, a good 95 of which are white-knuckle tense. I'm Bob Mondello.